I'm just trying to follow the Lord's instructions, so I'm not going to carry. They're going to pray, and then they're going to sing. Then I'm going to come and get in the Word. We'll stay if the Lord tell us stay, and we're gone if the Lord tell us go. I'll just start beginning to tell you how this happened. I think you need to know that this is a special meeting. I know it's a holy week, and I was brought up in the Baptist church. We'd have church all the time during this season here. So there's nothing new to me. I'm just a little further instructed about the cross. And we want to find out some daily benefits that may have been missing because of some things we need to know about the apostolic preaching of the cross. It makes it a little different being apostolic. It's government. It's different. It's more fuller. When an apostle has received a revelation and delivered, and another apostle with the apostolic anointing and mantle preaches it. See, the revelation of the cross came through the Apostle Paul. And there are strong governmental factors that must be introduced to the body of Christ on a daily basis. There are benefits that you're not going to receive sometime just using the scriptures without the cross.
Yes, sir.
The cross is not an event, it's a lifestyle.
That's right, sir.
Faith is incapacitated without the revelation of the cross on daily basis. Now, for some time, some had called the cross a place of defeat. But the past, present, and future is based on the revelation of the cross and what it means to God and what it means to you as a believer. Some of us sometime, listen, fighting unnecessary battles. Battles that have already been won. But if the power and wisdom and glory of the cross is not touched on a daily basis, it does not seem like they already won. And so in these five nights, I think we'll walk into some places that will increase our lives. We have to trust the Holy Ghost, you know. I say we have to trust the Holy Ghost to help us during this time. So, Father, we thank you tonight as we open this revival according to your divine direction. We yield to you, the people who are here. Hundreds and hundreds are on the line. They already gave a report. We thank you so much, and we know many more coming, and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Take good notes. You can turn to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. You can turn there. But I want you to take good notes and pay close attention. I'll read the text in a few moments. But in prayer last night, I couldn't get to sleep. I kept praying. I prayed all night. I didn't know what he wanted. Around 6 up in the morning, he told me what he wanted. He wanted the apostolic preaching of the cross revival.
Wow. Yes, sir.
So, but I don't believe it's just the cross going to be revived.
Right.
I believe there's a revival in our own life that we're going to receive because of this supernatural words from God. So this is what I did. I did something that, so you'll notice how the Holy Ghost worked. I did something. Then the Lord instructed me, call your staff, your inner staff, the staff in the office together, and just pray in tongues. Tell them you got 15 minutes. I told you to do something, they got 15 minutes to pick it up in the spirit. Now, there are some elements I want to use in telling you this part. Seeing. Seeing is important here. Hearing in the spirit and understanding. In other words, there's a cross perception. You have to perceive in some things in the revelation of the cross. And then the application of faith. You heard that? Seeing, hearing, understanding, then the application of faith. And then the fifth thing, then come the harvest. Now, some of our harvest has been hindered because of not including the cross properly. Okay. Just write this down. Keeping your faith connected to the power of the cross. Keeping your faith. I mean, all spiritual transaction you make from this week forward, make sure that transaction go to the foot of the cross. Right. So in this with my staff, I told them in 15 minutes, I set my clock on my phone. I said in 15 minutes, the Lord said something to me. I want one of y'all to confirm it. I want y'all to learn how to see, hear, and understand the spirit, because he's not going to say it just like he said it to me, but it'll be adaptable to that it's from God. Well, in 15 minutes up, I hit the button. This young lady had it. Here's what she said. Here's what this revival is all about. She says, yield, first word. Press, what's the second word? Now, he told me about the revival, see. Yes, she don't know nothing about this. So now, yielding is a word that we need to consider here. And press is another word. And then in that word the Lord gave, decide to see. Hear and understand on purpose. Otherwise, you'll go backwards. Some seem like they had made some advancement, but then you look up like it went backwards. Well, you have to decide to see, decide to hear, decide to understand on purpose. We're talking about the cross now. And its benefits, the cross and its benefit. And then there's a part in this finding out what God has said and confirming what God said to do tonight. The cross will stop you from being so selfish. You know, we die daily. We'll talk about that. But it'll stop the selfishness in your life so you can walk further in the spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Stop the selfishness. All of us got some.
Yes.
And cause you to walk deep in the spirit. To see, hear, and understand, not just for you. It's not just about you. It says others are dependent on you to receive direction and follow through. Also, the word came, and I believe somebody about to get blessed in a way for blockage removal. Anything blocking, anything the cross have blocking removing power.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Blockage removal. Then he said this through the confirmation. I have never said anything that hasn't come to pass.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And then finally he said on this confirmation from this young lady almost there, he says, if I told you to do something, I would back you up.
Yes,
well, now I know she don't know what the Lord told me about this revival.
Yes,
and she said, if I told you to do something, I'd back you up. So I knew I had backup. I know I had blockage remover. And so here we are. Think about When you think about the cross, I want you to think about wisdom, grace, glory, and power. Wisdom, grace, glory, and power. The wisdom, power, and glory of the cross on daily basis. Daily basis, not an event. And let me say this while coming up. Jesus was not executed or assassinated.
Yes, sir.
He laid down his life. They couldn't kill him.
Yes, sir.
He died on purpose.
Yes, right.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and chapter 2 are two important chapters on understanding the cross and how it worked. But at verse 18, 1 Corinthians 1:18. Now, one of the greatest teachers on the cross is a homeboy, Jimmy Swaggart. You can say what you want. He's the greatest teacher on the cross. I ain't found nobody across the nation. He's my homeboy. I'm proud. He's from Louisiana. And he can teach the cross. There's no doubt about it. I got his little Bible up here, matter of fact, because he got a little Bible with footnotes about and everything. Almost every scripture, he gave you something about the cross. Anybody ever seen that Bible? Yeah, uh-huh. All right. In the 18th verse of 1 Corinthians 18, first chapter, 18 verse, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is what? Underline that. It is the power of God. Now, it's not the power of God for a moment.
That's good.
Or it's not the power of God for Good Friday.
Right. Right.
It's the power of God throughout eternity. It has the same power today it had yesterday.
Right.
All right.
Yes, sir.
But notice now, them that perish. Now I want you to get the word preaching, perish, and power. See, preaching the cross, to them that perish, foolishness.
Yes, sir.
But unto us what you're saved, it is the power of God. You see that, don't you?
Yes.
All right. For it is written, now watch what he said in verse 19, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. All these smart people. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the dispute of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Verse 21, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block and unto the Greek foolishness. Now notice verse 24. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. So the two things, the power and the wisdom of God is in the cross.
Yes, sir.
He packed himself in the cross. All right, look at with me in 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I want to look at two verses that will set us up. We may read more later on this week. Just let me read from the first to the fifth verse in the second chapter.
Yes, sir.
Get us a better... And I, brethren, when I came, and you came not with excellence of speech, of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to. Now, notice what Paul says here. The impact the Apostle Paul had in ministry and in the spirit world.
Yes, sir.
He gave us his footage, his foundation. What, no matter what revelation he had, it wasn't greater than the one we're talking about in verse 2. He says, for I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Well, that's the cross of Christ.
That's right.
He said, you know, all this other stuff I'm telling you, say it all come from that.
Amen.
Uh-huh. And then he said, I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling, and that's reverential. Mm-hmm. Now, notice verse 4 and 5. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom,
yes, sir,
but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now he's still talking about the cross.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Notice verse 5 now. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Yes, sir.
Now the power of God actually is the cross.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But it has to be presented to you in a way that you'll know the significance of Jesus dying on the cross on our behalf. Now, let me look at this for a minute. Go back to 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross, talking about the message of the cross, I'm looking in this Bible here, of the cross is to them who perish foolishness. Spiritual things cannot be discerned by unredeemed people. But that doesn't matter. The cross must be preached just the same, even as we shall see. It says, but unto what you're saved, it is the power of God. The cross is the power of God simply because it was there that the total sin debt was paid, given the Holy Spirit. Now watch it. Given the Holy Spirit in whom the power resides.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Latitude to work mightily within our lives. You understanding that?
Yes, sir.
I'll just read a little more to you and then I'm going to hit you with 5 or 16. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. Verse 19, it will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Speak to those who are wise in their own eyes. In effect, having forsaken the ways of the Lord. Now, we got a lot of smart people in the church now.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, they know some scripture.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to have to cut you. They're alive, calling them a lie.
Yes, sir.
They're alive and saying you know about the scripture.
Wow.
You're not productive enough.
Yes, sir.
So I don't want you sitting here tonight at the level you are.
Yes, sir.
And remain on that level because you think you are.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
There's so much more.
That
the Lord wants you to have, wants you to do for him, and wants you to be free from this system.
Yes,
only the cross can get you free from this system.
Yes,
in every aspect.
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes,
and so we're not here for this week for Sunday school. We're here to find out another level.
Yes, sir.
And there are other levels. Always there are other levels in God.
Yes, sir.
I think we were without the scripture. We got the scriptures. And somewhat came on the outside and think that we're moving like we should. But we must hear, my brother and sister, we must understand that the presence of God is going to come in this meeting.
Yes.
And push you in a new position.
Yes, sir.
And you have to be ready. You have to be open, all right?
Yes,
be ready and be open, all right?
Yes,
where is the wise? Verse 20. This presents the first of three classes of learned people who live in that day. Where is the scribe? This pertains to the Jewish theologian of that day. Where is the disputer of this world? This speaks of the Greek who were seekers of mystical and metaphysical interpretation. Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? This pertains to what God did in sending his son to redeem humanity, which he did by the cross. All the wisdom of the world couldn't do this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said, verse 21, and after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. Man's puny, P-U-N-Y, wisdom. Even the best he had to offer cannot come to know God in any manner. It pleased God, give me a minute, by the foolishness of preaching the cross, that's the foolishness of preaching the cross,
yes,
to save them who believe.
Yes.
Now he says Paul is not dealing with the art of preaching here, he's dealing with what he preached.
Yeah.
And then he went on about that you required a sign and so on, and I might read some more at another time. The cross is the central factor of God's divine plan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't ever move it. No matter what revelation you think you have, do not move that cross. Keep that cross before you, because it's the thing that Satan recognized.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Satan know you know something.
Yes,
if you're dealing with the cross.
Yes, sir.
The crucity is of knowing the value of the cross. It's very important that you know the value of the cross for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Listen to, I like this one. The credential, or your credentials of victory, is found in the cross.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. The cross.
Victory is already signed by blood. That you win.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 The cross is my credential of victory.
Yes, sir.
I have it now.
I have it now.
See, my faith must cling to that. Constantly, the spirit world is built in the cross.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Don't miss this one. Because there are some places you've been trying to get, I can promise you that when you catch some of these revelations, you'll walk into it.
Yes, sir.
There are multitude of conceiving benefits in the revelation of the cross. Conceiving. They have to be birthed. But they're there. But you have to have your faith in the cross of Christ and know that the cross is the masterpiece. There are multitude of conceiving benefit. Yeah, you have to become impregnated with the revelation of the cross of Christ. And it'll produce conception in the spirit world of the promises of God. The blessings of God. There are benefits you will not see until you kneel at the cross. It's not a one-time kneeling, but kneeling consistently with a thankful attitude. Being thankful and drinking at the same time. You haven't seen yourself yet in real action. You're about to relive your life. When the central factor or figure is taken out of something, it's like taking an engine out of a car. car look good, but it don't have no motor. And so we have so many revelation in the church. We put the cross as one of the revelation. No, all the revelation came out of the cross. Your prayers will never be stupid again. Your problem will never be stubborn again. So there are some birthing in the spirit, creation in the spirit that are not going to come to you unless you understand it's in the cross of Christ. No, I didn't say the resurrection. I said the cross. It wouldn't be no cross. It wouldn't be no resurrection. No, I didn't say the ascension. God brought something to my mind. Let me look at this with you here. And this will drill a hole. I didn't look at it. He brought it to my attention. I didn't look at it clearly, but I want to look at it now because I believe the Holy Ghost is calling me to look at it. Oh, my goodness. Turn to Hebrews chapter 5. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. In the list of elementary things, the cross, I tried to find it. He says in Hebrews 5:11, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead work and faith toward God, of doctrine of baptism, of laying on of hand, of the resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment. But he never said nothing about the cross. You know why? It's not elementary. It's a subject, it's a subject matter you got to study your entire life. It make John 3:16 work. Without the cross, scriptures are invalidated. Once you put the cross back in your scriptures, oh, look out now. Once you put the cross back in there, your healing gonna come. Your prosperity. You see what I'm saying? Yes. See, that's why it was paid for. Yes. And Satan somewhat deceived the church. Oh, don't talk about that too much. Yes, no, that's the baby right there. Yes, sir. I promise you, look at me and listen to me. Yes, I promise you, your life changed. Your life span, your life expansion, everything going to change. Yes, if you make consultant at the cross. Honor what Jesus had done. Yes. And your faith don't waste a quarter without it. Yes, sir. All curses must bow at the foot of the cross. Yes. Now and forever. Yes. When it seemed like a curse is functioning in your life. Talk cross. Remind Satan that you're not stupid. Let him know that his temporary visitation is short in your life. Because he's dealing with something that already paid for. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Faith, my brother, I studied, faith is God prescribed, faith in the cross is God prescribed order of victory. Yes, sir. Get that down, you need to get that. Faith in the cross is God prescribed order of victory that gives the Holy Spirit latitude of movement. The Holy Spirit can move laterally if you don't give faith in the cross. In other words, the cross is the Holy Ghost boss. He couldn't come without the cross, and he cannot move without the cross. So Christ still in charge. You see that? Christianity celebration are validated by the power of the cross. You have no celebration if there's no revelation of the cross. There's a whole lot of things concealed that are ready to be revealed, but it can't come to play without permitting the Holy Spirit to reveal the cross to you.
Yes, sir.
You still here?
Yes, sir.
Listen. Listen. I'm going to tell you what revival means in a little while. This revival, this preaching of this cross revival. The cross of Christ is a divine asset that must be accessed and activated by our faith on daily basis.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Now, here's where the enemy robbed us. Look in Luke 9:23. You know, when he said, take up your cross, we think about taking up a struggle.
Right.
You know, take up a hard moment. You know, we got to go through these things. No, he's talking about benefit.
Yes, sir.
Take up your cross, benefit daily, and follow after me.
Amen.
Look there, Luke 9. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. There you go. And take up his cross daily and follow me. Yeah, you, I mean, you see a few things that you got to deal with. But basically, man, I mean, the benefits override anything that try to come upon me, you see.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, there are going to be a reliving, a revisitation. Power going to get greater. In your life, the wisdom going to get wider. And you walk around wearing grace like you should. Wearing grace like you should. God, I like that. Wearing grace like you should. Say it. Already paid for?
Yes, sir.
See, it's not the idea of getting Jesus to do something, it's accessing what already been done.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
You still here? You're going home on me. Astonishing benefits are held back because of a lack of cross consciousness. Now, what you should have wrote in your paper, I'm correcting this right now. That's what you should have wrote in your paper, I'm correcting this right now. Astonishing benefit. Daily means daily. It doesn't mean Good Friday. Good Monday. Good Tuesday. Good Wednesday. See? Activate the cross every day. He said, take up your cross daily, didn't he? He didn't say, take it up Friday. Now, take this one. Apostolic government cannot be appropriated properly without clear revelation of the cross preach. Apostolic government, which is the full government of God, cannot be appropriate properly without clear revelation of the cross preach. Are you hearing me? Keeping your faith connected to the power of the cross, passion, gift, grace, glory, and power. Now, here's what revival means. So in these next 4 nights, we're going to be on the same page. This may be one of the most misunderstood words in the Christian vocabulary, revival. Yes, sir. I could say a few things about that, but I'll get in trouble, so I'm going to leave it alone. But listen what revival is. Revival is that strange and supernatural visitation from God.
Yes, sir.
Now the reason is strange because the senses can't maximize it.
Yeah.
The elder used to say it, they had no other way to say it. He works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
And wonders to perform.
Yeah.
I understood. I understand what they're talking about because if you don't get in a revelation mode, he come to you and talk to you, and you don't know he there. Because in the spirit, your senses are stupid.
Yeah.
You say, what? You know why? They're waiting on grandma. God don't talk in grandma. They're waiting on proper speech. He don't talk proper. He talks in code.
Yes, sir.
That's why he can't talk to many people who think they're smart. They're too intelligent. You know, they answer up too fast. Sometimes you need to cry longer.
Yeah.
Just shut up and just cry.
Yeah.
The Lord's about to tell you something. Just cry, but keep on crying.
Mm-hmm.
Revival is that strange and supernatural visitation. Everybody say
supernatural visitation.
From God. Now watch what happens. Restoring us. Restoring to us the fullness of God's blessing and opening the door to a new beginning for each of us. I pray to God that you're not too grown up not to hear this tonight. I'm going to read this again to you because this is so powerful as we talk about the revelation and the power and the wisdom and the passion and the grace of Christ on the cross.
Yes.
Paying for all our sin, whipping Satan,
yes.
Complete triumph, complete victory.
Complete.
Endured the cross.
Yes.
Despite the shame of where you're at now, sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
Revival, when you're talking about preaching the cross of revival, revival is that strange and supernatural visitation from God, restoring to us the fullness of God's blessing and opening the door to a new beginning for each of us. Y'all deep, y'all writing or what y'all doing? Okay, because I just want to know if y'all are here. Jesus Christ, man. That's a powerful statement, man. You mean to tell me tonight I'm going to get a new beginning?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me everything that I didn't get going to be fully restored to me tonight? Is that kind of power up in here? Because we're preaching the cross? Are you telling me tonight, get ready for some new supernatural visitation from God?
Yes, sir.
I had an open vision this morning. I didn't dig in it too deep. But I was sitting in a recliner there and I wasn't asleep, and a bear appeared, but he couldn't stand to look at me. So his head turned all the way around. That's the way your problem gonna recognize. Matter of fact, somebody losing something right now. Glory to God. I said somebody, see when revival come, the dry bones live. That's what revival is about.
Yes,
revival is bringing you back in where you were and then taking your father.
Yes.
It takes you back to where you were tricked at.
Yes,
where you were tripped at.
Yes,
take you back and then take your father.
Yes.
Be seated a minute. Supernatural visitation, restoring to us the fullness of God's blessing, then opening the door to a new beginning. Man, somebody ought to be shouting up in here, man. Hey! Woo! Jesus Christ. A new door opening. Right here, right now. Hallelujah. A new beginning. Now write this down. Sit down and write this down. Revival is conditional upon the action and the heart attitude of God's people. See, you got something to do with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got something to do with your revival.
Yes, sir.
David said in the 51st Psalm, restore unto me the joy of my salvation.
Yeah.
History shows revival began when God's own people become convicted of sin.
Yeah.
And pray for a fresh wind.
Yeah.
Of his spirit. I think I'll ask him for a fresh wind right now.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah.
Let a fresh wind blow in my life, Lord. Right now, fresh wind from the power of the cross, the wisdom of the cross, the gift of Christ. Let a fresh wind of the Holy Ghost blow in my affairs and blow in everything I got my hand on. Correct what need to be correct. Direct what need to be directed. Protect what need to be protected. But I expect a new wind. You want me to tell you what I heard the Spirit say? The wind is no longer in front of you. It's behind you. Pushing you. See? There was the wind of resistance in front of you. Now you have the wind of revelation on your back. That's what the cross will do. So those things that have been resisting you, check them out again. With the revelation of what you got now. Boy, I almost jumped across the thing you now. Huh? Revival deal with resisting winds that holding you back from what you need to get.
Yes, sir.
Restoration. Refreshing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now here it says that God's problem is not with the lost, but his own people. We're talking about revival. Now you're going to be able to identify with this, but now you will be able to correct it. Yes, our culture is decaying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right here, right now, decaying. Because they took the central power out of it. The cross. We don't start telling poems in church and all that stuff. Man, we need to preach this cross. That's where the power at. The gifts of the Spirit can't work without the cross. The fruit of the Spirit invalidated without the cross. He paid it all. That long sentence you said last time you were dealing with something, you just could have said, I'm under the cross. Every demon in hell will pack his bag when you talk about I'm under the cross. I don't understand everything going on yet, but I'm under the cross. I got blood on me. I'm blessed with blood.
I'm blessed with blood.
Listen, I want you to get this because there's a correction here. And you know, I'm almost through. There's a correction here, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Yes, our culture is decaying. So now everything you see they try to legalize that the Bible says not right, just know it, it can't stand up to the cross. They can do whatever they want to do. All right? So you don't need to get worried about they bringing this in and bringing that in. No, it's all going down. I'm trying to keep them saying something. Yeah, I don't give a hell who it is. It's all going down. They can vote in the end. They can showcase it, but it's going down. And nothing man, hell, or the devil, or this world can come up with can overtake that cross. Listen to what it says here. I want you to write this down so you won't have to be concerned about it anymore. Moral fabric is tearing. Moral fabric is tearing. In other words, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Just don't no respect at all. Some people think money runs this. Money don't run this thing. God run this thing, boy. Shoot. Secular and godless factor pressure from all around. Come on, let's do it now. Secular and godless factor, precious, from all around. That's three important things I said. I want you to catch it. I want you to know we're dealing with it by the power of the cross. Yes, our culture is decaying.
Yes, sir.
How many understand what I'm saying? Yes. Y'all see it every day. Moral fabric is tearing. In other words, what used to be moral, it's all just people just no respect. All right, pray this with me. Lord,
as you have in time past,
breathe
upon our fallen world
with a fresh breath
of your power.
Do it again.
And let it begin in me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now you may be seated.
Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 1:18 now. Let me pinpoint a few things out of this verse and then we'll close. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. So it can't be foolishness to us. But unto us what you save, it is what?
The power
of God.
Yes, sir.
One writer says this Greek word used by Paul in 1 Corinthians 1:18, Logos, L-O-G-O-S, not preaching, but the subject matter of preaching, with the very essence of that which was to be preached, was that the logo of the cross which constitute its rationale. Now, here's some things you need to get from here. Number one, the divine reason which he declared that the cross is the wisdom of God. Had they known it, they wouldn't have crucified it. The logos of the cross is conceived by Paul to be the key which unlocks the riddles of the universe. We're about to unlock some stuff. Tell somebody next time, I'm about to unlock some stuff. I'm going to latch my fate onto this cross. Hallelujah. Y'all don't like y'all about to unlock nothing. Y'all ain't shouting enough for me. Y'all like y'all still locked up. Hallelujah. No, you see, the cross is the key that unlocks the benefits of glory. The cross is the key to God's source. And now you bringing your faith back. You see, look in Galatians 2:20. Look there a minute. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. What that mean? Who loved me and gave what and gave himself for me. What that mean? Enough people say this. Cross. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. See, you can't go around talking about God loved me without no cross. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. They want to believe. So you can't be ashamed because they don't understand what you're talking about. Because the cross looked like a place of defeat. But by revelation, it's a place of victory. So organized religion, they are not going to use the cross as much. Because they want to be pleasing to the world. You know, they were about number, not revelation.
Right. Yes, sir. Come on,
Apostle. Unlock the riddles. There are riddles in your life.
Yes, sir.
That need to be unlocked. I almost went to preaching just now, boy. That need to be unlocked.
Yes, sir.
There's some things you can't figure out.
Yes.
You pray. You saved, you stayed, but you still don't have to answer. But by putting your faith in the cross, it unlocks those riddles. Set a man or woman free and give glory to God. Are you seeing this? So I'm saying every riddle that you've been dealing with before you came here will be dealt with this night. It might be in your sleep. It might be early in the morning. But I promise you, you revive. You alive. And those things that you couldn't figure out, puzzles in your life. Been there for a long time. You prayed about them. You praised about them. You said some things about them. But they still didn't know like they want to move. But tonight I came up in this house. And I've been revived by the preaching of the cross. And I'm going to deal with those riddles. The Holy Spirit now going to move closer to me. The word of God going to come alive on the inside of me and deal with everything I have to deal with by the power of God and by the wisdom of God and by the grace of God and by the glory of God and by the mercy of God and by the truth of God and by the insight of God and by the energy of the Holy Ghost. Hey! Glory to God. No, I did say preaching. No, I did say preaching, you know. You ready for the next? Write this one, next one now. I'm closing by a few minutes.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Yeah, this cross solve all mysteries and reconcile all things. That's powerful, man. That's powerful. The message and effect of the cross in 1 Corinthians 2 talks about the testimony. The first chapter, talk about the testimony of God. No, chapter 2, and I, brethren, verse 1, when I came, you came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. You see that?
Yes,
the cross is God's testimony. And in that testimony, three things happen. It saves sinners. You remember when you got saved?
Yes.
It was the cross that did it.
Yes,
there's no other way for you to get saved. I don't care what kind of travel you had. Back in the old days, you're talking about I had to travel. You better travel right on to that cross. Because they ain't going to be asking for no travel up there. You had a good little talk there, but that's all right. So it saved the sinner. Now, secondly, it set the captive free. The cross. And then I want you to hear this third thing. I need to find that. I had the definition for that somewhere. It gives the believers perpetual victory. In other words, you cannot believe that you're losing. Because perpetual means on and on and on. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So from that cross, the reason we got to stick with it as believers is our perpetual victory.
Yes, sir.
Endless.
Yes,
sir. Infinite.
Yes.
Victory. So it doesn't matter how it looks. Doesn't matter what nobody else says. You have to know for yourself, I got the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. That cross is powerful. And it got the wisdom of God in it for you right here, right now. That's enough.
Yes, sir.
That's enough. We'll take up tomorrow night. That's enough.